Island Hopping Bequi, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Good morning from Port Elizabeth, Bequi, where island hopping the Caribbean has brought me to a wooden dock where a man is scaling a red snapper with the flat of a knife, the scales flicking onto planks worn smooth by decades of the same motion. The fish smell is sharp and clean. Behind him, the ferry from Kingstown is unloading crates of onions and bottled water. This is Admiralty Bay, and everything here still runs on the water. I landed yesterday on Mustique Airways, a small plane that dropped onto the airstrip on the island's southern end. From the air you see the truth of the place. Bequi is barely 7 square miles. The harbor does all the work. Port Elizabeth grew up around this bay because the water is deep and protected. Whalers used it. So did traders. The island's history is stitched to boatbuilding and hunting, not sugar. Bequi still holds one of the few International Whaling Commission Aboriginal permits, hunting a handful of humpbacks a year by hand from open sailboats. You feel that maritime spine everywhere. The docks are laid out for cargo and fishing, not tourists. Ferries follow the practical logic of tide and market days, not comfort. The waterfront path, the Belmont Walkway, curves along the shore linking the town to the Goosthouses. It floods at high tide in spots. Nobody has fixed this. Nobody seems bothered. Then the rain came. A tropical downpour, sudden and total, the kind that turns the harbor gray in seconds and sends everyone under any roof available. Mine was a small bookstore off the main street. No sign. The owner, an older woman, kept selling secondhand paperbacks while the water hammered the tin above us. I spent 2 hours there. She talked about the whaling families, about how the ferry schedules shifted when the new dock went in. She sold books on local birds and old sailing charts. The place smelled of damp paper and coffee. By the time it cleared, the light had gone soft and the street steamed. My gear stayed dry inside my pack. I skipped the half-board hotels up the hill entirely. My rented room down here costs a fraction and puts me at the water where things actually happen. That is the point of coming this far out. Landing on Bequi for real island hopping Caribbean routes, the small boat cut the engine near Port Elizabeth just after noon. Salt hung thick in the air. I stepped off with my WeatherSeal DSLR body and a single 35mm prime lens strapped across my chest, the drone and second body left behind on St. Vincent because the inter-island vessel enforces strict weight limits. This is the practical reality of island-hopping Caribbean waters. You travel light or you pay. The old whaling economy shaped everything here. Bequi earned an International Whaling Commission exemption, allowing a limited traditional catch. That maritime history still dictates how the harbor functions, where boats moor, and when the small vessels depart. Nothing here runs on tourist logic. It runs on the sea. Tracing whaling heritage along the waterfront, I walked south toward the old shore where the harpoon crews once worked. The Bequi Heritage Museum sits quietly, run by a family tied directly to the whaling lineage. Entry cost me around $10. Inside, hand-built model boats and carved bone tools tell the concrete story of the salt and oil trade that built this settlement. You can read the maps at Bequi Tourism for the full route history. The smell near the water was diesel and grilled fish. A woman fanned coals under a rack of jacks. I bought 2 for $15, charred skin, soft flesh, lime squeezed by hand. This is why island-hopping Caribbean routes beat any resort buffet. Comparing Bequi with nearby Union Island, people ask why Bequi over Union Island. Here is the honest breakdown. Union Island is smaller, wilder, and cheaper on paper, with kitesurfing dominating the economy. But the boat connections are sparse, sometimes only 2 departures daily. Bequi has consistent morning and afternoon links, which matters when you plan a real itinerary. Value versus popularity. Union wins on isolation. Bequi wins on logistics and food variety. For a traveler moving fast, Bequi is the practical base for island-hopping Caribbean chains. You lose some solitude. You gain reliability. Insider Tip 1, the Beckwith Express and Admiralty Transport run competing schedules. Cross-check both boards physically at the harbor. Online times are frequently wrong by 30 to 45 minutes. Booking a real room without overpaying. I stayed 3 nights at the Frangipani Hotel, an old sea captain's house converted into rooms. The Garden View room ran me $165 per night. Not cheap, but the staff were genuinely helpful. The front desk woman drew me a hand map of the coastal footpath and warned me about slippery sections after rain. That kind of specific, useful hospitality is rare. Compare that to the all-inclusive spots on St. Vincent charging $400 half-board for food you never leave the property to find. The Frangipani forces you outside. You eat where locals eat. Check their listing at Frangipani Beckwith. Insider Tip 2, ask for the older rooms in the stone main house, not the newer garden units. Same rate, thicker walls, cooler air, no fan noise. Walking the fig tree and coastal paths, my plan was simple. A 3-night slow immersion, no packed schedule. Day 1 I hiked to Hope Bay on the windward side. The trail crosses dry scrub and old estate land tied to the colonial cotton and arrowroot trade. Arrowroot processing was serious business here before the market collapsed. You still see the remnants of drying floors if you know where to look. I ate lunch at the Fig Tree, a restaurant that doubles as a school support project. Curry goat, rice, provisions, 40 EC. The owner, Cheryl, sat and talked about how the boat schedules dictate her supply deliveries. History and logistics are the same conversation here. Practical island hopping Caribbean travel means understanding that food arrives when the sea allows. Insider Tip 3, carry small EC bills. Many food spots have no card machine, and the ATM near the harbor frequently runs empty by late afternoon on weekends. Deciding why this base beats the alternatives, why choose Beckwith? The data is simple. Room rates average 30 to 40% lower than comparable St. Vincent resorts. Boat frequency is roughly double that of the Southern Grenadines. Food costs run 15 to 40 EC per plate versus fixed resort pricing near 90 EC equivalent. I photographed the old harbor wall in the flat evening light, the 35mm forcing me close to the texture of weathered stone. You can see the archived shipping records referenced at the national government site if you want proof of the trade lineage. The wind picked up as the sun dropped. Fishermen coiled lines. Somewhere a radio played Soca Low. For anyone serious about island hopping Caribbean routes on a working budget, Beckwith is the honest choice. Not perfect. But real, connected, and cheap enough to stay longer than you planned. Final entry, whaling routes and the weight of distance. Last entry from this rock. The island's north end still runs on old logic. The whalers who worked Friendship Bay 2 centuries back set the pace, and nothing here moves faster than a boat needs to. Salt trade never dominated this island the way it did others in the chain. Fishing did. That's why the harbor curves the way it does, shallow and forgiving, built for hauling in, not for cargo cranes. I walked the coastal road toward Paget Farm this morning. The wind off the water tastes of salt and diesel. Fishermen mending nets under almond trees. Nobody hurries. Island hopping Caribbean routes always sound romantic until you sit with the schedules. Boats leave when they leave. Here's the concrete lesson of the day. The inter-island boat fare I'd budgeted was only half the real cost. Baggage handling for my camera cases ran extra, and the port fee nobody mentions up front added another chunk. Cash only. No card machine within reach. I learned this the hard way, digging through pockets while the deckhand waited. Budget an extra. 20 per crossing for the invisible charges. That's the honest math of island hopping Caribbean style. Dinner was fried fish and breadfruit from a roadside stall in Paget Farm. $4. The all-inclusive resort guests up the hill paid 40 for something less honest. The breadfruit was charred right, smoky, dense. Tomorrow I head toward Hamilton, up past the old fort ruins on the ridge above the harbor. The gun batteries there guarded the anchorage against French raids. I want to trace how those defensive sightlines still frame the modern harbor approach. Early start. The road climbs hard, and my knees know it.